try to learn at least something weiter, something ahead in the Masechta. I don't think we're going to be able to do that today. Because today's Shia, we have to concentrate on the fundamental dispute which we alluded to at the end of Shia yesterday, which has to do with the number of Mishnayos, Dalet Hei and Vav, in the first paragraph of Masechta Chala. And let's just once again review our summation of Friday Shia. The Mishnah says as follows. Esau, Shetfilosa Sufkinim, the Sofa Sufkinim, try to learn at least something weiter, something ahead in the Masechta. I don't think we're going to be able to do that today. Because today's Shia, we have to concentrate on the fundamental dispute which we alluded to at the end of Shia yesterday, which has to do with the number of Mishnayos, Dalet Hei and Vav, in the first paragraph of Masechta Chala. And let's just once again review our summation of Friday Shia. The Mishnah says as follows. Esau, Shetfilosa Sufkinim, the Sofa Sufkinim, Keturah Menachala. What does this mean? Major dispute between the Ramban, let's take the two extreme views, the Ramban and the Rabbein Natam. The Rabbein Natam says, and the Rash project that opinion at the very beginning. Let's take a look over here. The Rash says, and in the narrow lines, the Rash says that number of things. Number one, he says, Mashma de Pirchas Hamotzi Tluya Bechala. That those two go together. Number two, he says, Bechol Dava Sheblilos Al Kosher, right in the middle of the narrow line. Afilu Bishla B'mashkin, Hainu Tchiloso Isa V'sofa Sufkirin. Umavarech Olav Hamotzi V'ton Tchilos Adayim V'Bechas Hamotzi. V'chein Tchilas Bliloso Raka, V'sofa Yidei Ha'ur, V'lo Mashke, Ashitei Bliloso, yeah, that's also Chayim V'chala V'chayim Hamotzi. That's how it's Pshat Na'Mishnah. Tchiloso Sufkirin V'sofa Isa is a soft batter which is baked. Tchilosa Sufkinim Isa Sufkinim is a hard dough which is then cooked. In both cases, Yechayev Kala. When are you putter? Ad. When are you putter? If it's what? Tchilosa Sufkinim Visofa Sufkinim. What does that mean? That means that it starts off with a soft batter and at the end is really cooked. Ashtei Bilosa Raka Visofa then another than your father. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rash presents at first, after analyzing a Yerushalmi. This is Rabbeinu Tam's view. The Ramban, in the contrast, the whole thing is wrong. Ramban argues in Rabbeinu Tam based on the very Pesuda in Hilchos Chala, based on the first word in the Mishnah. The first word, before you even get any further. The first word is Esau. Ramban claims that the word Esau means a hard dough. Finished. Esau. Hard dough. It's not a hard dough, there's nothing to talk about. If it's a soft batter, you can stand on your head, it'll never become lechem. Has to have a hard dough. Now, once it has a hard dough, we can pilpul about it. What kind of status it has. So what does it mean? Tchilosa sufkinin, v'sofa sufkinin. That means, tchilosa sufkinin can't possibly mean that it's soft, because as you said before, it's hard. So what does tchilosa sufkinin mean? When he makes the hard dough, he intends to cook it rather than bake it. And in fact, he carries out his intention. The sof is looking in. Sof, masa, b'machshava, tchila. Then you put hard dough. When he makes the hard dough, he intends to cook it and he cooks it. Then you put. But, tchilasa isa, the sof is looking in. Which means at the time that he needed the hard dough, he intended to bake it. That he changed his mind and he decided to make it into something which is cooked. He's chayav. Why? Because in the very moment that he needed the dough, he had in mind to bake it. At that point, boom, it's chayav right away. Vaiter, tchilasa sufkin v'sofa isa. Fakir, he starts off the what? That he wants to make it into something which is going to be cooked, but then he changes his mind, and at the end he bakes it. So once again, you chayav. Once again, you chayav. In that context, the Ramban asks famous question. Why is it different than other situations where you have a certain, do something at Bishat, as we had before, Hektish. the Shas Chavasar is a Ptur, we just learned last week. So the critical moment of Gilgal, you're Potter. Here too, say the same thing. At the critical moment of Gilgal, you had in mind to make it Tchilas HaSufkin, and you had in mind to cook it. And you could be a Machsheves Ptur. That's the Rabban's famous expression. We talked about that Maisa Motzi Midei Machshava, a Machshava Motzi Midei Maisa, Machshava Motzi Midei Machshava, whole Arichus Devarim, the Ramban has in that context in Hilchus Chala. What he means to say is, if there was some intrinsic factual objective Ptur B'Shas HaGilgal, if they belong to Hekdesh, Sakapata forever. But if the entire Ptur B'Shas Gilgal was one of Machshava, so Machshava Motzi Midei Machshava, I originally wanted to cook it, and then I baked it. So the whole machshava is bottle of avutl, and that's not considered a ptur of b'shas chavos by the ptur. That's what the Ramban explains. It emerges quite clearly from the Ramban, as I mentioned on Friday, Rabbeinu David, in Talmud, and Talmud Beirish, in Pesachim, that in order to be chayev, you have to have two things. You have to have a b'lila kosher, b'lila ova, as well as an afiyah. Anything less than that is not considered to be in the category of lechem. This is the opinion of the Ramban, exactly the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you need? You need either one of two things. Either you need what? Blila kosher, despite the fact it's going to be bishul. Or you need what? A blila raka, as long as it's followed by an afiyah. Either way, it's considered to be lechem. According to the Ramban, it's only got a combination of both. A blila ova, plus an afiyah, then and only then, is going to have the category of lechem. And there is an in-between view, that of the Rash in the Mishnah. Let's read the first Rash in the Mishnah. Tchilasa Isa v'sofa sufkinin, says the Rash. Pomim sha'odam losh Isa v'nimlach v'ose osa sufkinin. So in that kind of situation, you would be chayev. Why? Because at the very moment that you did the belila, you had in mind to do pas, to make a lechem, and then you change your mind, and you're doing it for sufkinin. He said, it's too late. Once you have a machshava l'chiyuva to make the hard dough, presumably the hard dough, into bread, and even to bake it in an oven, even if you change your mind and decide to cook it, too late. The chiyuv chal is set in, and it cannot be undone. Oh, so then what does it mean? What emerges? What's the quant of the Rash? Tchilasa sufkinin v'sofa sufkinin petura. So here we have this follow. The Rash seems to go and say like this. If a person is nimlach, the first line of the Rash gives it away already. I mean, at the moment that he did the Gilgul, he had in mind to bake it, then already is chayav, if he changes his mind in the middle. But what clearly emerges from this, the first line of the Rash, explained it later on by Richas. If from the moment that you made it, you had in mind to cook it, and in fact you cooked it, you would be potur, even though it's a belila kosher. Now, the Rash, on the other hand, when it comes to the belila raka followed by an afiyah, there we don't find any arguments on the Rabbeinu Tam. The quant of the Rash, as we explained on Friday briefly, it seems to emerge is that it's really one critical criterion. According to both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, there are two critical criteria. Only question, you need both to be mechayev. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Well, you need either to be Mechayev, which is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rashi, would seem to be Pshat and Rashi is that what? There's only one Mechayev. And the Mechayev is called Afiyah B'Tana. If you have Afiyah B'Tana, you're Chayev, even though it's a Blila Raka. If you have Bishul Be'esh, Bishul Be'ala Al B'Mayim, it's Potter, even though you had a Blila Kosha. That's the in-between view. Okay. So now, we have to look a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah to see how we pass in the Halacha. Just a little, I have a Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah Chela Gimel. This is on the Ma'am Karmas, is that it? Gimel? Thank you, I have it. Okay. So, it's a little bit tricky, Bechlau, how we pass. And it's Nogea, by the way, as I mentioned on Friday, with Brochus too, it's not just a question of Chala. It's a question of Matza too, but Matza not Nogea La'Maisa. When it comes to with Brochus, it's very much Nogea. So the Mechaber says in Siman Shin Chof Tesef Aleph, Ein Chiyuv Chala Ela Belechem. All right. The Tichach HaSufkinin, Tahayinu Rakim, Asuyin Kitzvug, Vadufshinin, Vahaskritin, Vebetugon, Vedvash, Peturim Min HaChala. Now what, we already pointed this out a little bit on on Friday, what's happening over here? Was there a fear batana at the end, or was there not a fear batana at the end? They mentioned that the Avnei Nezer, that his father from Akasha. What's going on? It should have said in the Shulchan Aruch that if there's an afia, that you are chayiv anyway. The Gemara of Pesachim seems to indicate. So the Nezer went back. Yeah, that's what it means. I didn't say it. Well, it's basing itself on the Siv Beis. What's Siv Beis? Isa shebliloso rakav afo betano over machlas, etc., etc. Chayev es pechala. It's against the Ramban. So it's against the Ramban. It sounds like it's saying like the way that many Achronim didn't realize what we just said. They said it must be either Ramban or Rabbeinu Tam. Well, there are only two sheets. So he has to cash a steerus in the Mechaber. Well, the Ramban or Rabbeinu Tam. Here he all seems to be holding against the Ramban. Because the Lasa Raka, the two kinds of sheets that didn't quite say the way we said. Some said there were two sheets. They all said there were two sheets. Some said this is the Ramban sheet. Put it this way. We had a Ramban, a Rash, and a Rabbeinu Tam. So there were those who said there are two sheets. Who are they? What we call the Rabbeinu Tam and what we call the Rash. And the seventh of the two sheets, what we call the Rash, with the Rabbeinu Tam, what we call the Ramban. But they didn't understand what was real. There was really three sheets in the Rishon. So this led them to certain steerers. Because here the Mechaber says, Lizal Saraka is Chayim. So this led many poskim to assume that this is the Chol HaDeis. There's nobody who argues in Tzif Beis. That's how you read in the Achronim. No one argues in Tzif Beis that the Raka of Afiyah is Chayim V'Chalim. But Haraya, that even though the Mechaber passes against Rabbeinu Tam, he still says, Lizal Saraka of Afiyah is Chayim. And there's only one opinion against Rabbeinu Tam, that's a good proof. But as later Mepharshim already pointed out, it's not the whole story, because there are really three sheetas. And the Mechaber seems to pass like the Rash, the in-between sheetas. That Lila Raka followed by Afiyah is Chayim. But a Lila Ova intending to do Bishul, and the Bishul done at the end, he would in fact be put. Okay. So the Mechaber Tziv Beis makes Afiyah the critical criterion. Even if it's Lila Raka, if it's Afiyah B'tana, Yechayim and Chala, so the Avnei Nezer responds, that's exactly what he means in Sif Aleph 2. Ein chiyuv chala ela belecha leficha chasufkin edayin arakim, etc. It's patur menachal. What he means is, kamoshi yizbar b'sif beis. I wish he would have added those four words. Kamoshi yizbar b'sif beis. Because if he doesn't add those four words, it's very tricky. And you know what makes it even more tricky is as follows. Because the Gemara in Pesachim, when it says Sufkin and Dunshin is greeting with Turim and Achala, if you look at the Sugi, which I asked you to, I don't know if you got a chance to look at it yet, the Gemara seems to say the reason why it's Pater is why? So the Sugi, why are you Pater? We may mention it on Friday. Why are you Pater? You're Pater because there was no Afiyah. Right? That's the Gemara seems to say. And we had a whole pilpul on Friday, so why did Sufkin and Dunshin is greeting? We're going to get back to that a little bit today also. Just say that anytime there's no afia that you're potter. So it gets a little bit complicated. Why did the Mechaber write in such a fashion which led to misunderstanding of his opinion? Oh, that's the Mechaber. Now the Shach. The Shach writes in Sifkot Nalef, Ela Belechem, Kloma, V'isa Sheruya Lovu L'dei Lechem, V'chsiv Reish Tavis Osechem, V'yabacholchem Milechem Oretz. Ustam lechem eino ela osim ikemach umayim v'chiyai gam. If you wouldn't know better, how do you read the Shach? He's talking about sufkin and dufshin and iskrit, you know, kind of fancy cakes. And he's contrasting it to what? Lechem which is osim ikemach umayim. So how, I mean, maybe say somebody else didn't learn chal yet. Can you, you're in the city, you're learning chal. How would you read the Shach? Everyone else, I'm sure, is more sophisticated to give his answer. But someone who is not holding about Inyonim, how do you read the Shepshat Neshach? What did he say over here? Distinction between one and what? That's all? Bread and cake? Let him eat cake? In other words, if it's bread, it's flour and water, then you chayev and chala. It's cake, it has chocolate, it has whatever else it has in it, it has honey, whatever things of this nature, so then you would be part of a chala. But that can't be pshat, that Nehazer points out. So the Mechaber himself passes in Sif test. Isha Shani Losha Bemay Paris, I feel the below Shumayim is Chayavas Bechala. But chocolate cake, even if there's no water whatsoever mixed into it. See, Wachar, I can't be Pshat, although I think with the word can't, it's just impossible. It can't be the Pshat. Can't be. the Shachat Naga and the Mechaber in Siftes, and he only quotes an opinion which he claims, argues, the Rosh, we'll get to that later, whether it's true or not. But it doesn't say Pshat Avir, there should be a steer in the Mechaber. So what exactly is the Shach driving at? What does it mean? The Avnei Nezer says that the Shach means as follows. That we're talking about a case over here, with referring to Blila, Raka, with a Bishul afterwards. That's what it means. Shach means is that Chayiv is what? Kemach HaMayim. And Kemach HaMayim usually has a hard dough which is baked. And over here, we're talking about Sukkadin, which has a soft batter, and it's also cooked. So it's one extreme to the other. This kind of a situation, the halacha would be that you are, in fact, Patur Menachala. And that's exactly how he interprets the Mechaber. That's how the Avnei Nezer is shot. I'll tell you what I thought. Forgive me, I might own a little different shot, which may or may not be correct. I mentioned to you before that this didn't call it Tarakula, what's called baking, what's called lechem, what's not called lechem. I thought that maybe the Shach is saying over here, a Chiddush Gadol, that maybe, and I can't guarantee that he means, because he should have said more beferish, that maybe the Shach is partial to the opinion, which we consider to be the opinion of the Ramban, that Lila Raka followed by Afia might even be part of Minachal. Maybe it's not considered to be in the category of lechem. I'll tell you why. There's another Shach. Another Shach. The Shach of all places in Hilchas Pas Akum. You remember learning the story of Hilchas Pas Akum? Pas Akum and there's Bishul Akum. Pas Akum, there's a lot of kulas. Because you know, it's Chayyid Nefesh. Bishul Akum, there's a Chazal Amor Machmer on. So, the Shach writes in Simon Kuf Yud Beis, it's called in Yud Chetz. It's Lila Raka, followed by an Afiyah, the way it's typically in the Shach, is an Isser of Bishul Akum. I was told that one of the Rabbonim, what happened in the following case? Let me ask you a quiz question. Following case, listen to this case. You did a Lisha on less than a Shir Chala. Okay? You made a few small little rolls. None of them had a Shir Chala. Then what you do? You cooked them. Didn't bake it. You cooked them. And then what you do? You put them into one basket. Okay, catch this now. At a blila ava, less than shia. Then you cooked it, still less than a shia. Now you put it in one basket. What's the din according to the Rabbein Natan? Chayim v'chala or potter v'chala? Who? What do you say? Let's phrase it to us. Let's work on it together. Is the gilgul mechayev over here? Is Elisha mechayev? Yes or no? Is Elisha Mechaev? I'm going to wake up. For the guests, at least. Is Elisha Mechaev? Yes or no? How much was Elisha? How much was it? Huh? It was less than a shear. That's out of the question. Elisha not Mechaev b'shaito. Less than, does not put the proper amount. Like a little dough. No chiv. So what do you say? You say the afir be Mechaev. But it was no afir. There was a bishul. There was no afiyah, which is mechayev. So later on, you put the rolls in a basket. So what? Nothing happens. But some suggest it to be an afiyah, to be a tziruf, subsequent to the afiyah. But these posts suggest that the law of Tziruf with respect to the Chala as a function of the Afiyah. But here there was no Afiyah. There was only a Gilgul. But the Gilgul would be Lava. But that was less than Kashir. And you can't make a Tziruf subsequent to go back to the Gilgul stage. That's only the final product, which is an Afiyah product. But here the final product is not an Afiyah. So some suggest going to be a time you'd be puzzled. And others say, how can that be? What bracha would you make, they say? What bracha would you make on these little rolls? They have a kazayis. What bracha would you make? No, what do you say? Amotzi, no, why not? Amotzi lechem and arts, a blilo. It's chayiv and amotzi, and you wouldn't be chayiv and chala. I don't know what to be kasha, it's less than a shiur. Every little know. So that's a machloikas a poskim within the Rabbeinu Tam. What would the din be? I don't know. I thought it might depend on which Rabbeinu Tam. Which Rabbeinu Tam? Called it a maskonas Rabbeinu Tam. That what? It's considered to be lechem. Even the kneading makes it into lechem. So then, as you said, at Eitan says, it'll be a tzir for the end of lechem. Only according to the Rabbi, mitchila rotz Rabbeinu Tam loma. But it's a bezunder mechayev of a marisol seichem, even though it's not considered lechem. Then you can argue, you can't create that letter by a tzir subsequently. So that's what I thought. It should depend upon which Rabbeinu Tam I'm talking about. The two Rabbeinu Tam. Is it the big original Rabbeinu Tam and the maskonas Rabbeinu Tam? Oh. But let's not go to the fact. The fact of the matter is that most poskim argue on both Rabbeinu Tams. What do you mean both? What about only one person? They argue on Rabbeinu Tam. But in order to argue Rabbeinu Tam, you have to argue on both of his versions, right? Otherwise, our Lachi's right. If I give you two theories to explain something, if you want to say I'm wrong, I have to argue on both theories. They have to both poskim argue on Rabbeinu Tam's theory that there is some sake of a separate Mechayev, even though it's a subsequent bishop. And the argue on Rabbeinu Tam's final conclusion, it's considered lechem based upon the Gilgal alone. They argue on both. They argue on both. Finish. They argue on both. And therefore, pashtus. If you have a situation where there's a belila ova followed by a bishul, no matter what it looks like, it could look like bread mamish. Let's say bagels. I'm told, and we'll get to this later, that bagels, you take them, it's a belila ova. I've never seen bagels being made. It's a blila ova. And then they put it into boiling hot water. The way they make it today is they subsequently they bake it. So halacha l'maaseh, bagels are amotzi. Let's say they wouldn't bake it. It would only be cooked. And it would come out to be a decent tasting bagel, let's say, for argument's sake. We'll get to that later. I may have halacha ramifications. So in that kind of circumstance, what would the din be according to the role of poskim? We'll go argue with Rabbeinu Tam, pashtus. It would be considered a bar minim azonis. The blila rock ova followed by a bishul is bar minim azonis. So the prisha over here in Sifkot and Dalat says no. If it has teresa denama, if it looks like bread, which a bagel certainly does, then it's considered to be lechem according to the other poskim even without an afia. That's an incredible line. If the prisha is right, that means that all the other poskim are only arguing on the first Rabbeinu Tam. But they will concede that if it looks like bread, it's bread. I mean, it has to come from the Chamesh Aminim, not cornbread. But if it looks like bread, according to the preacher's understanding of the Rova Poskim, they agree that it's considered to be bread. This has to be a Das Miut. Has to be a Das Miut. I don't think that the other Poskim agree with that. I don't think they agree with that. Of course, if Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Tosfos Rosh, that you're chayiv and chal, and you have to make a motzi, chayiv and chal, and also even on, you have to make a motzi, excuse me, even on what we call what? Lakshin, even though there's no teresa denama, right? Then maybe they will only argue on that nekuda. They say that if it has teresa denama, it's considered to be lechem. That's what they're arguing about. The pasha pshat is not that way. Not that way. Even if there is teresa denama, it's not considered to be lechem according to Rova Posa. What do all the various riots of the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Raya from Menachos we already knocked off two ways. That's beautiful. But I saw that quote from the Rash Serlio on the Yerushalmi and the Yeshua Yaakov in Hilchos Brachos. Another way, amazing way. They said Menachos is no Raya. Why? Because Menachos is considered a Kviya Suda. We want to see it in Pesachim, the Kviya Suda, and if the Kviya Suda the Menachos, the Mincha, therefore you have to make hamotzi and bench. It's a chapliya. A, why is a mincha kvir suda? And B, who cares? The way we said, according to the conventional wisdom, if it's not lechem, I don't care how much you eat, it shouldn't make a difference. It's all like the Rash Bates. There's a different understanding over here. I'm not sure what kind of halach they're going with. I don't understand. It's all in the green book, he has his kasher. Doesn't quite understand where these people are coming from. Oh. But now, we just have to end this year with the following point. The Rishonim launch a blistering counterattack to Rabbeinu Tam. They're not going to take this. Rabbeinu Tam is the hop of the Yotris. Whoa! And they hit back. They hit back. And they say there are many riots which the Rishonim bring against the Rabbi Natam. The Rosh himself, in his question against Rabbi Natam, mentions a number of proofs. One, Gilgal, what we'll call Almanas Lachalek. What does Almanas Lachalek mean? The Mishnah says it later on, the Mishnah Vav, that if you, or Mishnah Zayin, that if you plan to split it up into portions less than the Kashir, so then you are, in fact, Pot. So, here, take a look if you want. One, two, three. The fifth wide line in the Rash. Says, Yishalmi halacha hey, ha'olse isa manas l'chalka botek, p'tura menachal. Says the Rash, u'mitoch ha'svara, kolshke, ha'olse isa manas l'chalka sufkinin. So kavachoma should be put. Madach, you plan to just divide it up into small little rolls when they're still in this state of dough, you put there. Kavachoma, if you plan to cook it, and he brings another raya. Another raya is brought. Someone who's making the dough, almanas lahakdisho, to make it hektesh. To look at Mishnah Vav, it took perush in there. Put the second shot, you would be potter in that kind of a case. The Ramban asks another kasha from Isas HaKlovim, that's Mishnah Ches. What do you mean Isas HaKlovim? You need dough and plan to give it to the dogs. So you're potter. Why are you potter? You did a Maisa B'lila Ova, should be considered Lechem right away. What's going on? The Rosh, by the way, did not ask the kasha from Isas HaKlovim. Could be he didn't ask the kasha for the following reason. According to the one day in the Rosh later on, Isas HaKlovim in Mishnah Ches, look at the first line of the Rosh Mishnah Ches. He's a klavim, the forest be Rishalmi, call she'ira ba murson, who pavim the mishmas arav kolkach, the lochaz yilerom. It's dog food. It's dog food. Nothing to do with the machshav. It has to do with the mitzias. There's no raya against Rabbi Natam. That's why the Rashi didn't ask the kasha. What will Rabbi Natam answer? So we can answer to Rabbi Natam in one of two ways. First, we can nitpick. As far as hekdesh, it's 2 days in the Rashi Mishnah Vav. As far as the Chalek, it's a Machlok, it's a Maroi, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokash in the Rishalmi. As far as Klovim, we already said ourselves, the Machlokas, whether it's a physical change or it's a change in Machshava. Or, as far as Amanas L'Chalek, we can say we're going to get to it later by Riches, it's a different kind of a Ptur. It's considered Ein Boshir. Amanas L'Chalek is Ki'ilu Cholak, Hashem Sofa. But anyway, we can get out of the Rais, technically speaking. But, the Ramban asks the kasha from Klovim, and he says, you know what? Another technical answer. He says that Klovim is referring to what we call Belila Raka. You hear this? You give to the dogs, it's Belila Raka. That's a pretty amazing terrace for two reasons. One, they give to the dogs, they bottle Belila Raka. Two, who cares? Who cares if it's Belila Raka? According to Rabbi Natam, Belila Raka followed by a fee is also considered Chachiv of Kala. So what difference is it if that's Belila Raka, Belila Ova? How can the Ramban answer the Pirabin of town? Isa Klovim is Bli Laraka. Who cares? Bli Laraka with a fear is also considered to be Lechem. It's also Chayiv Chala. What's the difference if it's Raka or if it's Kosher? That's the Kasha, the Mefarshim is against the Ramban. What's he talking about? Again, Isa Klovim is Potter. So that's a Kasha against the Rabbin of town. The Ramban is the only answer Rabbin of town could possibly give is to talk about Bli Laraka. So the Ramban asks, who cares? Bli Laraka. Bli Laraka followed by a fear is Chayiv Chala called the Rabbin of town. Anyway, so I saw in the green book is a very nice answer. It was from something called Maglei Tzedek. Or Tavu? Okay. So the Sefer Maglei Tzedek is the following very nice answer. I thought it was very good. Like this. He says, Blila Raka followed by Afia is Chaya Midin Lechem. Lechem. Milechem Oros. Lechem is to be given to human beings, not to give it to the animals. You plan to give it to the animals, it's not considered to be in the category of lechem. That's what Rabbi Natan will answer. However, Rabosai, if it's a Belila Ova, why you chayav according to Rabbi Natan? Why? Not because it's lechem. Rather, why? Ariso Seichem. So if it's Ariso Seichem, who cares about giving it to a dog? So therefore, the Ramban gives it this beautiful shaft. The Ramban, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, was Mechayim in both cases with a different chiyuvim. In one case, machshava leklavim should work to knock out the chiyuv. In one case, it does not work to knock out the chiyuv. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Oh. But all this discussion that we've had until now, all the kashas and terutzim, the Rosh had two kashas and the Ramban had a kasha, and the Ramban gave a teretz his kasha, and the Rosh gave teretz his kasha, and all the teretzim, all the kasha, all teretzim, is all working with one assumption. It's all going to the Mahalach, the Rabbeinu Tam old, what? It's not considered to be lechem, it's considered to be what? Ariso Seichem. So they're kashas. What's going on over here? Why shouldn't we say that the Machshav of the Ptush Pati? However, as we will see tomorrow, Mitzvashem, if Rabbeinu Tam of the Maskana is considered to be lechem, then the question doesn't even begin. Look at the Rabbeinu Yonah and Masechta Brachos. The question doesn't even begin. It's not a Machshav of Ptur. What's the kasha? The kasha was, if you need the dough and have a mind to cook it, why should it be considered a machsheves p'tur? I'll tell you why. It's not a machsheves p'tur in the first place. Because when you cook, it's going to be considered lechem. Cooking and baking is exactly the same thing. It's not called a machsheves p'tur, according to the maskonas from Rabbeinu Tam. The whole kasha doesn't even begin. What was the kasha? If I have dough, and I have in mind to split it in half, or give it to the dog, or to make it hektish and potter, see it too. If I have dough and I plan to cook it, I should also be potter. That's assuming that that's not considered lechem, like the tchila Rabbein Atam. So then why is it going to be so seichem? Why is it better than the klovim or lechalik or hektish? But the maskonas Rabbein Atam, that is considered to be in the category of what? Lechem. Even after it's cooked, it's not a machsheves p'tur, it's a machsheves chiyuv. That's what exactly Rabbein Yonah says in the Masechta Brachos. So tomorrow we'll start with that and we'll continue. We'll finish Rabbein Atam. We'll go weiter in the Masechta Chal. Everyone remember visiting day? Kibud Av V'Em is the mitzvah of the same Torah, and a person should try to his mightiest to take care of it.